Welcome in. Today we're building one of the most satisfying old-school jungle and early D&B tricks, that crunchy, resampled, hardware sampler-style transition that makes a drop feel twice as big. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, using only stock devices. The vibe we're aiming for is gritty resample energy, aliasing, pitch ramps, filter sweeps, little bits of noise and air, and that quick slam right before the downbeat. Think SB1200 and Akai Attitude, but inside Live. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow you can use over and over. Resample your own drums, slice them in simpler, destroy them in a controlled way, and then automate a few key moves so the transition feels like it belongs to your track, not like a random effects pack. All right, first let's set ourselves up. Set your project tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 for this. Then make sure you've got at least a rough loop playing, a breakbeat, and a simple sub or bass. Doesn't need to be perfect. We just need something with the right energy so we can steal from it. Now, arrangement-wise, jungle really loves clear blocks. Think in 16s and 8s. Like 16-bar intro, 16-bar drop, 16-bar variation, 8-bar breakdown, 16-bar second drop. Even if your song isn't finished, having those blocks makes it way easier to place transitions that feel correct. Now let's create the thing that makes this whole technique feel pro. We're going to resample our own track. Create a new audio track and name it TX Resample. For its input, choose Resampling. Arm the track. What this does is record the audio coming out of Ableton, so you're literally sampling your own drums and bass the way you would with hardware. That's a big reason old-school transitions feel cohesive. They're made out of the same ingredients as the track. Loop a section where your drums are doing their thing, usually part of the drop. Record about 4 bars into TX Resample. Then consolidate it so it's one clean clip. That's Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. Now we've got our source. Next step, slice it up in simpler so we can do classic break stutter behavior, but with our own audio. Drag that recorded audio clip onto a new MIDI track. Ableton will create a simpler for you. In simpler, change the mode to slice. For slicing, choose transients if you're working with breakbeats. That's usually the most authentic jungle chop vibe. If you want more rigid stutters, you can slice by 1/16, but transients tend to feel more like real break editing. Quick coach note here, before you automate anything, audition the slices. Find what I call your hero slice. Often it's a snare, rim, or a crunchy percussive hit that stays punchy even when you pitch it up and crush it. Pick one or two slices you really like. That single choice can make the whole transition sound intentional instead of random. Now we build the crunch chain. This is where we get that sampler texture. On the simpler track, add devices in this order. First, Redux. This is your downsampling and bit reduction. Start with downsample around 4 to 8. Then pull bit reduction down to somewhere like 6 to 10 bits. And yes, it can get ugly. Old jungle loves ugly, as long as it's controlled and musical. Next, add saturator. Put drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. Soft clip is going to save you from harsh peaks when you start pushing resonance and distortion. If it's getting painful, don't just power through it. Back off the drive and we'll compensate later with utility. Next, auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Start with the frequency pretty closed, like 200 to 500 Hz. Then add a bit of resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. That resonance is part of the whistle and the tension. But if it starts stabbing your ears, back it down. Jungle tension is sharp, but it's not supposed to be physically unpleasant. Next, echo. Turn sync on. Choose a time like 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Then use echo's filtering. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. That keeps the echoes from muddying the low end and keeps the top end from turning into fizzy chaos. Next, reverb. Keep it subtle and dark. Medium size. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. The goal is not giant ED dem wash. It's more like roomy, dubby, old rave space. Then utility, this is your trim and width control. You might widen a little, like 80 to 120%, but remember, the transition can be wide. The drop usually wants to feel tighter. That contrast is one of the secrets. Finally, a limiter as safety. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. This isn't to make it loud. It's just to catch those random peaks that happen when redux and resonance get excited. Before we move on, quick gain staging checkpoint. When you stack redux, saturator, and resonance, Your peak level can jump fast. Try to keep this transition chain peaking around -6 dB before the limiter. That way you don't accidentally squash your transition so hard that the drop has no impact left. Cool. Now let's write the actual classic jungle move, the riser made from drums. Make a MIDI clip feeding simpler. For one bar, program steady 1/16 notes, hitting your hero slice. You can alternate between two slices if you want a bit of movement, but one slice is totally fine for the first pass. Duplicate that pattern until it's 4 bars long. Now we're going to automate the two big tension knobs, pitch and filter. In simpler, fine transpose. In arrangement view, automate it so that at the start of bar 1 it's around -12 semitones, and by the end of bar 4 it's up to about +7 semitones. That pitch ramp, plus redux aliasing, is basically instant 90 sampler energy. Now automate auto filter's frequency. Start around 250 Hz, and open it up across the 4 bars to somewhere like 10 to 14 kHz. Keep the resonance in that sweet spot so it feels like it's screaming a little as it opens. Optional but really cool. Automate redux downsample so it goes from something like 8 down to 3 over the 4 bars. It feels like the machine is coming into focus right before the drop. That little clarity moment is surprisingly effective. Here's another coach trick. Instead of one straight pitch ramp, try a two-stage move. Bars 1 through 3, it climbs slowly. Then bar 4, it climbs faster. It reads like phrasing, like, okay, we're building now, panic button. Jungle crowds understand that instinctively. Now we add the slam. This is that falling off a cliff moment right before the downbeat. Take the last beat of your riser, just the last beat, and resample it or consolidate it into a tiny audio clip. Put that on a new audio track called TX Slam. On TX Slam, add redux, auto filter, a tiny bit of reverb, and utility. This can be harsher than the riser. It's okay if it sounds a bit aggressive, because it's super short. Now automate that last beat. Pitch it down quickly, from 0 to -12 semitones, or even -24, over something like an eighth note to a quarter note. At the same time, automate the filter to close fast, like from 8 kHz down to 300 hz. You get this tape stoppish drop off, and then the real drop hits clean. That contrast is the punchline. Now let's glue it together with an old school texture layer, because a lot of authentic jungle transitions have air and grit that rises without sounding like modern white noise. Create a MIDI track called TX Noise. Load a noise or air sample into Simpler. If you don't have one, record a second of room tone or grab something very subtle. The point is texture, not a giant hiss. Add auto filter with a high pass around 500 hz to 1 kHz, so it never fights your kick and bass. Add light redux, like downsample 2 to 4 and bits around 10 to 12. Optionally, add auto pan at 1/4 or 1/8 with a small amount, like 20 to 40%, so it gently moves. Then automate the noise volume so it rises into the last couple bars and then cuts right at the drop. Keep it subtle. If you notice it as a sound, it's probably too loud. If you miss it when it's muted, that's perfect. Now, begin a friendly performance move. Let's turn this into something you can play with macros. On the simpler riser track, select the effect chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Now map a few key parameters. Macro 1 is filter open. Map it to auto filter frequency, from about 200 hz to 14 kHz. Macro 2 is crunch. Map it to redux bits, like 12 down to 6, and also map saturator drive, like 2 dB up to 8 dB. Now one knob takes you from cleanish to gnarly. Macro 3 is space. Map echo dry slash wet from 0 to about 25%, and reverb dry slash wet from 0 to about 18%. Again, subtle ranges. We want dubby, not lost in a cave. Macro 4 is output. Map utility gain from about -6 up to 0. This gives you quick control if the transition starts taking over the mix. Now you can perform the transition by recording automation on one or two knobs, and it feels live. Placement tips, because arrangement is half the sound. A reliable classic is a 4-bar transition into a 16-bar drop. Put your crunchy riser on bars 13 to 16. Put the slam in the last half bar or last beat. Then at bar 17, the drop hits with cleaner drums, wider and crunchier in the transition, tighter and cleaner at the drop. Another option is a 2-bar fill between a drop and a varination. Like bar 15 and 16, you do a stutter and filter sweep and a quick echo throw. Then bar 17, you hit the variation with one new element, like an extra hat or a ghost snare pattern. And here is a huge jungle mindset. Tight versus messy. Let the transition get messy on purpose. Wider, more echo, more dirt. Then make the drop the anchor, clean kick and snare, Mono-compatible low-end, less tail. That contrast is what makes the downbeat feel heavy. Let's cover a few common mistakes so you can dodge them early. Mistake 1. Too much low-end in the transition. If the transition has sub, it will fight the drop. High-pass your transition layers, often at anywhere from 150 to 300 Hz is right, depending on your drums and key. Mistake 2. Too much reverb. Jungle is roomy but punchy. Keep it dark and controlled. Mistake 3. Crunch, that's just loud harshness. If it hurts, it's not automatically more old school. Reduce resonance, back off saturator drive, and use utility to trim. Grit is good, pain is not. Mistake 4. No contrast at the drop. If the drop is just as distorted and wide as the transition, it won't hit. Let the drop be simpler, at least for the first couple bars. Mistake 5. Timing not locked to phrasing. Jungle loves structure. Make the transition land exactly on the downbeat. If it's late or early, even by a tiny amount, it'll feel wrong. Now a couple extra variations you can try once you've got the basic version working. Try call and response stutter over two bars. First bar, stutter the snare slice. Second bar, switch to a hat or percussion slice, and then create one intentional gap on beat 4. That tiny hole makes the downbeat feel ridiculous, and it doesn't require more effects. Try a triplet flip in the last bar. Keep your 1/16 stutter for most of the bar. Then in the final beat, cram in three evenly spaced hits. It gives that skittery rave fill energy.